Okay, welcome back. What's happening to 1.3 billion Roman Catholics around the world? Well, they're being deceived, tricked, betrayed, and really run off into the dark by their supposed leadership in the Vatican. Things are not going well for Catholicism. There's clearly an edict or a directive, a prime directive that has been given some years ago to destroy the Church and its entire history and reformat it as some new secular nature religion. And we've talked about this a great deal with Father Paul Kramer, who is back right now from Ireland. Thank you for getting up early in Ireland, Father Kramer. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I'm glad to be back.
Good. Somebody sent me a little freeze frame clip, and people are beginning to notice that Fernandez is Victor Manuel Fernandez. Tucho, isn't that it? Tucho?
Yes.
Well, I think people are kind of getting onto this guy. He looks treacherous. He looks evil. And I would suggest that I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know anything about the inner workings of the Vatican, but I wouldn't be surprised if somebody made a move to push him into the chair of the Pope when he goes as the next Pope. This guy looks like Satan's own servant to me. I'm just saying that on the basis of what I see. Not a good man.
No, he would definitely be a candidate. But there are others as bad as him, and some even more charismatic.
Oh, my. Oh, really? Okay. I'm open. Tell me a few of these people. Who are these people? Where did they come from? How did they get into the Vatican if they're evil and maybe even worse than Tucho Fernandez? This is interesting.
I don't know if he's worse, but more charismatic is Cardinal Tagle. Of the Archbishop of Manila.
Manila, okay. How do you spell his last name?
T-A-G-L-E. Tagle.
Tagle. Got it. Tagle, okay. All right, well, we'll watch him. Anybody else come to mind off the top of your head that's of the dark side, the wrong side, and shouldn't really be there? These people don't represent the history of the Church, the spirituality of the Church, nothing. They're political operatives. That's how it looks.
They represent modernist Jesuitism. Everything that word implies. Cardinal Martini.
Okay.
All that influence that they brought into the Church to destroy Catholicism, to destroy the Catholic faith.
Let me ask you another question, and it'll fit into that. Was this an organized penetration and overthrow that goes back quite a while, or does it not go back too far? And who's pulling the strings to make this happen? Who's doing it?
It goes back a long time. And the ones who pull the strings, of course, are the sect of Freemasonry, and they've been at it for a long time.
Are we talking about, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, are we talking about the same old people, the same group that tries to exact complete control over the planet through monetary means, among others? Is this the same group, these Freemasons? Can some
yes.
People label them differently a little? And we still have the same people. Doesn't matter.
Yes, it is them. There is what is called ecclesiastical masonry.
Okay.
Which is the branch that has infiltrated the Church of that sect. And they operate in unison, and they at the service of Freemasonry.
Got it. All right. Well, I was thinking right then. I don't, dear friends, it turns out in most every case of intrigue, overthrow, regime change, that the same people are always involved at the top of the ladder. They've got strings everywhere. They'll pull a string here, pull a string there. So it's the same people. And they haven't infiltrated the Catholic Church. There's no question. I look at this picture I've got. I sent it to you of Fernandez with his cap on. And the look in his eyes is anything but benevolent kindness. This guy is an operator.
Well, the same thing, of course, is rather evident with Bergoglio. But I've mentioned this before, but it may have been forgotten. So I'm going to mention it. I'm going to mention it again. I cannot name my source. Of course, it's a cardinal of the Roman Church.
Fine, no problem.
Bergoglio intended at one point to fire the chief of police, the chief of, we say the chief of police, the chief of Vatican security, a man by the name of Domenico.
The Swiss, are they involved?
No, this is not. The Swiss Guards are a different entity than the Vatican security.
Okay.
The Vatican security is under a man by the. I don't know if he's still there, but at the time it was Domenico Gianni, an Italian by the name of Domenico Gianni.
Why does he sound like a gangster, Father Kramer, to me? That sounds like a movie character. The Godfather, Domenico Gianni.
There was a clash of personality between Bergoglio and Domenico Gianni, and Bergoglio decided he was going to just fire Domenico Gianni, just get rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
And he got a phone call from Buenos Aires, from the venerable master of the Masonic Lodge, where his so-called holiness also belongs to that lodge.
All right, I get it.
And he was told, and this was the phone call at the Casa Santa Marta in the Vatican, where this mm-hmm. man is supposed to be the Pope, and the man in charge of supposedly in charge of the Catholic Church, but he got orders from Buenos Aires, from Freemasonry, from the master of the lodge there in Buenos Aires, and he was told, "You may not fire Domenico Gianni."
Oh, this is funny. I'm telling you, this sounds like a mob story. So the Pope does not answer to God. The Pope answers to the Grand Lodge in Buenos Aires. All right? Don't forget that, friends. That's a very interesting little story. So what happened to Domenico Gianni?
He remained in office. I've not been following it to see if he's still in power to this day.
Mm-hmm.
But whether he's reached retirement age or not, I don't know.
That's pretty funny.
This was a few years ago, mm-hmm. and he stayed in power. And the venerable master told Bergoglio on the phone I know you don't like him, but you're going to have to keep him. We will not allow you to fire him. And he said,
"This is funny."
He said, "So you should show him some respect."
Yeah, I get it, in public, or else. This is really sounding like gangster stuff. This is funny. All right.
If I would mention the name of my source, you would really be understanding that this is This is not some kind of a story. Not a rumor.
It came from
someone from a very high position, a man with a very distinguished career. And like I said, a cardinal of the Roman Church was the one who revealed this.
Got it. Well, the church ain't what it used to be. That's for sure. What is Bergoglio's health status now? Do we have a recent, honest update or insight? He's not looking well. He's beginning to look like he's melting physiologically. He's kind of sagging. Sagging to the end of the line. How much more time do we think he has?
He's 87 years old, so he's got only one lung. So I don't think he's got that much longer to go, but he can hang on for a while.
Right. Well, this influence over the church, if not some form of dominance by the Buenos Aires Grand Lodge, or whatever you want to call it, shows that the church certainly has a very profound Masonic influence. And I wonder how long that's been going on. Probably to some degree for a great deal of time, but now it does seem to be dominant, doesn't it? Or is this something that's not a shock to you? Because it does sound like a Hollywood gangster movie.
Yes, but as they consolidate their power, they insist on enforcing their agenda so dictatorially that there are more and more bishops, and I think even cardinals, who are catching on to the fact that this agenda is something entirely opposed to Catholicism, to the apostolic tradition, to Christianity as such, against the very doctrine and spirit brought onto this earth by Jesus Christ when he came into this world and delivered the gospel to his disciples.
Now this is turning into a Masonic corporation of sorts. Go ahead.
There are more and more priests and bishops waking up, and one example is the recent letter in the last few days of Bishop Strickland.
Yeah, he's very well spoken. Yes,
he has mentioned that Cardinal Ciappi, Cardinal Mario Luigi Ciappi, had been an advisor to like five popes.
Mm-hmm.
I met Cardinal Ciappi more than almost 20 years ago. He was associated with some of my professors at the Angelicum, at the Pontifical University of St. Aquinas. And Cardinal Ciappi had read the Third Secret of Fatima, and he said that in the Third Secret of Fatima, it is revealed that the great apostasy in the church will begin at the top. And Bishop Strickland quoted Cardinal Ciappi saying that. So Bishop Strickland understands that the people in the Vatican are representing the apostasy, the great falling away from Catholicism, the turning away from the church leadership.
Well, let's hope so. Yeah. This is an overthrow, another enormously powerful overthrow of a great tradition on this planet. The Catholic Church is 2,000 years. Come on. This has to be opposed. If there's no real rising up of cardinals and bishops and even lay people all around the world to throw this mockery, this Masonic control out of the Vatican and off of their backs, the church doesn't have a bright future, at least at this point. It's being turned into another globalist, Zionist, Bolshevik, Masonic arm. It's another control factor. That's my take. I'm not speaking for Father Kramer or anyone else. But it doesn't look good, Father Kramer, not from the outside at all. In fact, it's looking worse.
But as St. Robert Bellarmine wrote, the Pope is the visible head of the Church, and the Pope died on this 31st of December of 2022. That was Pope Benedict XVI.
Right.
The man charged now is not a legitimate pope. He's
no.
a heretic, and,
no.
and he's therefore he has made very clearly that made it very clear that his agenda is opposed to that of Christ and his church.
Well, who does he answer to? According to your stories, he answers to the Masons. He doesn't
yes.
answer to God or Jesus. This is not the way it's supposed to go. Go ahead.
The head of the church is invisible. A true pope is only the visible representative and vicar of Jesus Christ, the pope.
Well,
what
do you think?
The head of the church is Jesus Christ himself. And Bellarmine explains that if we could see him, we would see that he is the one in charge of his church. What that means is God has allowed the church to be infiltrated. It's a punishment of the world for having turned away from the law of God. And God has allowed for the church to be infiltrated with all these bad pastors. And not just bad pastors, but also the infiltrators who are working for the enemy and who are not of the faith, who have no faith in Jesus Christ, who are opposed to Jesus Christ. And these are the wolves in sheep's clothing, who are imposters, who are impersonating the pastors of the church, but who are in fact representing something entirely alien to Catholicism and Christianity as such. People like Tucho Fernandez and Bergoglio is at the helm of this anti-Christian movement. And so many Catholics just have the idea that this man is disoriented, he's crazy, he's got mental problems, that it's some personal psychological disorder that this man has, but it's not. It is something very systematic. He is as systematic as Stalin in dismantling Catholicism, as Stalin was in dismantling Christianity
Got
in
it.
The Soviet Union.
But there was
something even more Christian about Stalin than Bergoglio. Because in the darkest days of World War II, Stalin actually was seen to go into an Orthodox church, where they have the tabernacle like the Catholic Church, with mm-hmm. the sacramental presence of Jesus Christ, and Stalin prayed.
And how interesting. The butcher of Moscow praying. Very interesting.
This man, Bergoglio, when he spoke with a woman in Argentina by the name of Jackie Lisbona. She asked Bergoglio if it's all right for her to receive Holy Communion. And even though she's not living in a Christian marriage, divorced and remarried, she asks if it's all right for her to receive Holy Communion. And we as Catholics profess that in the consecrated, what was the bread that was consecrated by the priest on the altar is no longer bread, but it becomes the sacrament, the body of Christ, the substantial presence of the body of Christ under the appearance of bread. But Bergoglio said, it's all right. It's only a piece of bread. When you consider all of the great churches and cathedrals that were built, to house the sacred host, the sacramental presence, the substance of the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ in the Catholic churches. And that's why they built these magnificent grand cathedrals all through Europe and in many places throughout the world, to house the sacramental, substantial presence of Jesus Christ. But this man, Bergoglio, refers to that most blessed sacrament as a mere piece of bread. That tells you everything. He has no faith.
Well, it's just like some of these communist Democrats in the U.S. referring to the Constitution of the United States as just a piece of paper. It's the same thing. The parallel. It's not good. Father Kramer, hold on just a minute. We have to pause and we'll come right back in just about 5 minutes less. Stand by. Okay, welcome back. Talking with Dr. Paul Kramer about a number of things. You mentioned Bishop Strickland. I think it would be worthy just to spend a little more time on. He was a very conservative voice. He criticized the fake Pope, Bergoglio, and Bergoglio reached out. Strickland's from East Texas, and fired the bishop. Here's a little 20-second news clip on this. This was a big deal, and it didn't make all that much news here. Not as much. It went away quickly, I think probably by design, but here's the news announcement of that.
Francis has fired an East Texas bishop who questioned the pontiff's leadership of the church. The Pope today ordered the removal of Bishop Joseph Strickland from the Archdiocese of Tyler. Bishop Strickland has launched a series of attacks on the Pope's attempts to update the church's position on several issues, including abortion, transgender rights, and same-sex marriage. Strickland's removal comes after the Pope spoke of the, quote, backwardness of some U.S. Catholic Church leaders during a speech this summer.
Backwardness, Father Kramer. Yes, uh-huh. This is funny. And the term update the church's position? How about destroy the church's traditional position, which is what's going on? So this was a fairly significant sacking of somebody. I don't know if there have been others since, but Bishop Strickland is still a voice. He was at the Big American Political Action Committee, CPAC, just 12 weeks ago or so. And here's a little clip of that, what he had to say about the sanctity of life.
The possible recognition by positive law and the political authorities of techniques of artificial transmission of life, for example, in vitro fertilization, and experimentation connected with it would widen the breach already opened by the legalization of abortion. Brothers and sisters, we must be strong in the sanctity of life and all of its repercussions. I know that today's controversies, many of us are not well versed, but we must be. And we must guide our great politicians, those who we hope will serve this nation into a brighter future. We must guide them in the ethics of the sanctity of life. We can't expect those busy people who are doing their best to fight the battle that we must face. We can't expect them to do it alone. We must help them to be informed that the controversies that are presently in the news right now, this decision by Alabama's court was correct according to our Catholic faith. We must stand strong and instruct these good men and women that are calling to lead us, and we need them to lead us. We must help them understand the intricacies of what science has done in playing God and having children, embryonic children frozen and too easily disposed of. When the Alabama court says, no, we cannot dispose of these human beings, let us guide our politicians to know that truth.
All right, just part of his remarks at CPAC just a few months ago, 3 months ago. I don't know if Bishop Strickland is still formally, was he excommunicated or just removed from his position? Well, what is he doing now? Father Kramer, anything else you want to add about this, too? Go ahead.
He was removed by Bergoglio, who has no legitimate power, no legitimate authority from God to remove him. But he was removed. So he's now, as a retired bishop. But... His true authority, his moral authority as the successor of the apostles remains. And Catholic people listen to Bishop Strickland the way they would never have the kind of reverence they have for the words of Bishop Strickland, like as they would have for Jorge Bergoglio.
Bergoglio, who?
Because Jesus Christ said, I know my sheep and my sheep know me, and they hear my voice. They know the voice of Christ, and they recognize the voice of a stranger. And that's why the Catholics hold in veneration men like Bishop Strickland and Archbishop Vigano, and they abhor the words and message of Jorge Bergoglio. Because they know that Bergoglio is contrary to the gospel of Christ, whereas they know that the true shepherds, the ones who follow the command of Jesus Christ to Saint Peter, to feed the lambs, to feed the sheep, to feed them with the food that nourishes their faith, that comes from the bishops like Bishop Strickland and Archbishop Vigano. And they know that Bergoglio is a destroyer of everything Christian, everything Catholic, everything godly. Because Bergoglio has a different concept of God, which boils down to a form of atheism. And atheist philosophers recognize Bergoglio as one of their own, but one who is so hypocritical that they even reject him. I quoted one of them in the first volume of my two volumes on the papal heresy and Bergoglio. I don't remember his name, but he spoke of Bergoglio as an atheist. But being a man who presents himself as the successor of Saint Peter, the vicar of Jesus Christ. Well,
no.
Well, he doesn't. No. Right? He does. He has rejected the title of vicar of Christ. He doesn't want to be called vicar of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Well, from what you say, go ahead.
This is very indicative because that title goes back many centuries. Mm-hmm. And even Pope Innocent III, back in the late 12th century, early 13th century, spoke of the Pope as being the vicar of Jesus Christ. Mm. But Bergoglio, who's supposedly the Pope, has referred to it as just something historical, and he won't have that refer to himself.
Your story that came from a not quoted or named source strongly suggests that obviously that Bergoglio is on a leash, someone else is controlling it, some other power group, and we've discussed that. In my opinion, it's the same people who run the world. It's the same small group of people. They operate through the Masons. And I think that they clearly expose themselves, thanks to the anecdote you shared, as running the Vatican now. The church has completely lost its way or been taken away from its mission. I think it's worse than people know. Again, I'm just saying this as a non-Catholic on the outside, but this is just imagine 1.3 billion people, figure China. So China is now overthrown, and it's something else entirely. There's a lot of people. And Bergoglio is obviously going to be succeeded by someone just as evil as he is, I would say. These people, once they seem to get hold of something, whether it's the U.S. government, the American media, or whatever it is, they don't let go. They'd rather take it all down than lose control. The whole game with them is control. And now it looks like they've got much of the Catholic Church. And it's good to hear that bishops and pastors and the lay people are waking up, but I don't know what they can do. Not when a phone call comes from Buenos Aires and Bergoglio is told to jump and he says, "How high?" This is not good. This is dangerous. The church is in real trouble. It's at the abyss. Precipice, abyss, whatever you want to call it. It's not in good shape. Right now, we have leadership issues that are quite clearly being dictated by an outside power source, if that story is accurate, and I'm sure it is. Very unsettling material.
That force which has taken over the Vatican has been in power of many governments for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
I explained that in my book, The Mystery of Iniquity. And I quoted many high-ranking churchmen, even Pope Benedict XV, about how they want to make a world government. And these are the very worst people, the most wicked ones, who are at the helms of this movement.
Mm-hmm.
And the church had always been a force acting against them to keep them in check until Jorge Bergoglio took over the Vatican. and he is one of them, and he serves their interests. And this is a terrifying thing when you consider that the papacy, which was opposed to this organized Antichrist movement, is now in league with them. The Vatican is in league with them. And we can only hope, but we hope with an infallible hope that is rooted in the infallibility of faith in Jesus Christ, who is the head of the church, the invisible head of the church, but he is the one who has allowed this to happen.
Uh-huh.
As a punishment for sinful humanity that has turned away from God, has turned away from God and placed themselves under the power of Satan. So God has allowed them to experience and to feel what it's like to be under the power of the devil. But Jesus Christ is the King. He came into this world as the eternal, only begotten Son of Almighty God the Father. And when Pontius Pilate questioned him, he said, "Are you a king?" And he said, "Thou hast said it." Yes, he is the King, and he will decree when these people will be toppled from power, and it will take place in an instant. It will take place so fast that all these forces will be cleared away. They will be removed. They will be wiped off the face of the earth so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's foretold in Scripture that this will happen. And as Jesus Christ himself said, the Scripture is not dissolved. It's the Word of God. God has spoken. They will be wiped away. They will be cleared away, swept away, and they will be forgotten. The law of God will be restored. So when we see Catholics and all Christians
mm-hmm.
being persecuted, hunted down, they will be made to disappear. In some places, it might not be so openly a policy of the official powers that govern, like in ancient Rome, where they would ask you, "Are you a Christian?" In the same way that it might have been asked, it was asked of people back in the 1950s, "Are you or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party?" And that's how it was in ancient Rome. If you said you were a Christian, you got sent to the mines, or you got yourself executed.
You got to go to the Colosseum, one or the other.
Yeah, that's right. And the horrors of how they were eliminated in the Colosseum. Of course, there have been books written about that.
Right.
In some places, they aren't so open about it, but they make Christians disappear. They especially want to eliminate Catholics because they understand that the Catholic Church is the great force against their power. One of the Masons said back in the early 1800s, it's in a book written by Monsignor Henri de la Soue, the three-volume work he wrote, The Problem of the Present Hour. quoting one of these Masonic leaders who said, our work is to destroy the Catholic Church. Once we've destroyed the Catholic Church, we will destroy Protestantism with one kick of our boot. Mm-hmm. So they think that it's a relatively easy task to eliminate non-Catholic Christianity. But the real obstacle for their power is the Catholic Church.
Well, they've done a heck of a job. Did Jesus Christ allow this? Did God allow this? They've penetrated the church. They put a false pope in there. They locked up Benedict XVI and basically just, he got a life sentence and then he died. Now we have a complete fraud in there, and he's surrounded by certainly a cabal of equally as evil types in the Vatican. I just don't see the Masons, according to human standards, backing away and giving up their control. They're going to have to be removed, and I would suggest some kind of a divine act. It's not going to happen through normal politics. They don't give up once they've gotten control of something, like the American monetary system, like the media, it doesn't matter, like politics. They don't give it up. They take everything down with them rather than yield that control. So this is a huge issue. And it's being shut out of the mainstream media. You don't hear about these things. I'll bet there's been virtually no mainstream media coverage of the fact that Bergoglio is a fraud. And now we know that he takes orders from the Grand Lodge in Buenos Aires, among other places. That's an incredible development in and of itself. That's what it seems like to me.
Jesus Christ himself, our divine Savior, has said, behold, I have told you all this in advance. We read in sacred scripture that this will happen, that they will take over the apparatus of the church. It will be such that Christ himself said, were it possible, even the elect would be deceived. They would be deceived, but they won't be deceived because the elect have faith. And they cannot be deceived. But the deception will be so great that were it possible, even they would be deceived. Hmm. And that's where we're at. That's where we're at now, and it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Mm-hmm. Not to simplify things too much. Go ahead, finish, please.
But when it appears that Christ's kingdom has been overturned and defeated, that is when he is going to strike with the almighty power that is his. As the incarnate Son of the Almighty Father, he will strike with his power because he's the Redeemer. He's the Savior.
And can we run?
His elect, those faithful souls who remain faithful to him, he will mm-hmm. not allow them to be destroyed. He will reassert his authority, his power. And the Christian social order will be restored. And all the forces and powers from hell who have instituted chaos in the world, they will be swept away as the darkness is swept away when the sun comes up and shines.
Is this somehow analogous to cleansing the temple of the money changers, banishing them. They're going to be removed, all of them. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
Is there an historical precedent that we could look at in terms of that early act of throwing the money changers out? These people have to be dealt with somehow, or the planet will be completely overrun. It's damn close to it now, and it'll be destroyed. The planet is at risk here as well. Go ahead.
It has happened so many times in the past. The Roman Empire, which was the seat of so much corruption, became Christianized. And even outside of the Roman Empire, you had countries that were dominated by the evil powers of satanic superstition, like Ireland, and St. Patrick came and turned it into a Christian people who have for so many centuries were undergoing even a great deal of suffering to maintain, uphold their faith.
Right.
And this is going to happen. This is going to happen again.
All right. Because a lot of people are waiting for that.
Christ is the author of life. God is the author of life. He's not a destroyer. He will cleanse the world.
Yeah.
And a great portion of humanity will perish. But Christ is the giver of life. His Holy Ghost, His Holy Spirit is the Lord and giver of life. And He's going to renew the face of the earth and restore the godly life of the Christian civilization to the world. And this is going to happen in an instant. When all appears to be lost, that's right. When the hand of God will strike. And you're going to see the conversion of the